the show today, we have On the Mark Strategies, Mark Arnold, giving us the top three 2018 marketing trends for printing. So check them out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a special treat for you. We have Mr. Mark Arnold from On the Mark Strategies. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks so much for having me. It's fantastic to be back on your show again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure having you on because you are full of the latest, greatest marketing information, and I always enjoy having you on. And speaking of that, we're talking about 2018 marketing trends for credit unions. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a gazillion of them, but sure, if we can kind of narrow it down to maybe two or three that we can discuss this morning, and the floor is yours, sir.
Awesome. Want to give you three trends today as we head into 2018 and wrap up 2017. They're kind of the three L's of marketing trends headed to 2018. First is to live your brand through emotional connections.
Okay.
Live your brand through emotional connections. We're really in a commodity business, as you know, Mike. I talk to a lot of credit union CEOs all over the country, and I ask, hey, what keeps you up at night? And invariably, they always come back with, we're concerned we're in a commodity business. We're just like everybody else. We're offering the same stuff.
Yeah.
The only way to get above that kind of trap or that threshold break is to connect with consumers on an emotional basis through your brand. For example, creatives have to shift from being transaction-oriented to service-oriented, actually to advice-oriented.
Oh, okay.
A lot of credit unions are saying, hey, we're going to be service, 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 but the reality is everybody is saying they're service. We've got to go from being service to being advice-based.
Love it.
We are connecting with consumers emotionally through giving them advice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the idea. 80% of consumers in a recent survey said that their banking relationship is transactional. It's transactional. That doesn't cut it.
Right.
And I would argue it's not even service anymore. You've got to connect with them on an emotional basis. So how do you do that? So in addition to giving you the trend of living your brand through the emotional connections, I want to give you a strategic takeaway with each one. So the strategic takeaway with this one is to make sure you journey map the process and then train to member engagement. So that's the takeaway there. The best way to engage them emotionally is to journey map from the moment the member walks in to the moment the member leaves. What do you want that journey to be like?
Mm-hmm.
Also digitally as well, journey map that process. And then to engage your staff, not on service, not on selling, but on engaging. How do you engage with that consumer? And that will drive your sales up. So that's trend number one.
Okay.
It's to live your brand through emotional connections.
Awesome. Guy Kawasaki talks about that as well. I've seen him talk a couple of times, and he's all about the emotional connection as well. So
it is.
Right on track there. You're on the mark.
That's what you're trying to do. So trend number two, then, second L, is to look at your marketing through a marketing audit. So look at your marketing through a marketing audit. A lot of credit unions right now are really doing this as an action step, as a way to improve their marketing, to get an outsider's view of your marketing and your branding, because we're too close to it. We're right in the trees. You can't see it. So you really get that outside perspective. And our marketing audit will do mystery shops of your branches and your competitor branches to see how you stack up with that emotional engagement we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
They'll also come back and do a complete review of your website, review all of your marketing materials from A, your annual report, to W, your website, and everything in between.
Nice.
And then come back with strategic recommendations, tactical recommendations, but look at your budget. Are you spending too much? Are you spending too little?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and how are you spending your money? Not just what your total is, but how are you allocating those dollars? A good marketing audit will really increase the results that you're getting. Some of our clients that have done this recently, they've seen great growth for 13 plus consecutive months after the audit because they're really seeing they hit a wall sometimes. We do. We hit a wall with our marketing.
Right.
The best way to break through sometimes that plateau is to do a marketing audit to give you some fresh ideas, to give you a fresh perspective to really do that. So your strategic takeaway with this one then would be to conduct a marketing audit. It'd be the second trend that we're seeing. A lot of creators are starting to do this now.
Okay, cool. And this is a good time of the year to do it, right? I mean, because you're kind of coming off, 2017, kind of looking back and what we did right, what we did wrong, and then kind of getting set and kind of hitting the reset button for 2018.
It's the perfect time to do it because it allows you to hit reset and it'll give you really get that audit done the first month or two, and then it gives you all of 2018 to implement those ideas, to implement those strategies, to implement those tactics, and then see a great impact. If you want your revenue to grow in 2018, if you want your lending to grow, your membership to grow, then really invest in a marketing audit, and that's going to give you fantastic ideas to do that.
Cool. Number three
is to leverage digital and video.
Ooh.
To leverage digital and video. The reality is people are not reading anymore. The latest stats we saw is that people are reading on average about 19 minutes a day. And that includes text and emails.
Really?
And that includes text and emails. That means they're not reading. So guess what? They're not reading your stuff. You put out all this great copy, all this great marketing, and they're not reading it. What they are doing is they're watching. People on average, I think all together, we're watching like 1 billion hours of video every day, live TV broadcast, of course.
Hey.
But the reality is our society, consumers are changing. They're not reading, they're watching. And so you've got to transform your marketing to make it more video. It doesn't mean you have to go there and hire, you know, these, you know, $100,000 videographers and like that, but do some great things you can do with iPhones. You can go on video. Great things you can do yourself, or you can hire just a college student to do something like that. Just really some great things you could do video-wise. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be fancy-dancy, but it can be great stuff. But video is the way to reach consumers moving forward, as well as digital. On average, really, as you think about your marketing budget, about 35% of it should probably be focused on your digital efforts.
Mm-hmm.
SEO, SEM, geofencing, geotargeting, all those kind of things. That's really where we're seeing the trend is. Again, that's where consumers are. They're on the digital channels. About 35% of all searches for financial services are started on your iPhone now, or started on a mobile device.
Right.
So that tells us they're looking for you mobily, and are you there? So you need to invest your dollars on that. So that's the third trend, is to leverage digital and video. So the takeaway, the strategic action step then would be to invest more of your budget dollars into those online type channels. So those are three trends. Live your brand through emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is to look at your marketing through a marketing audit. And number three is to leverage digital and video. Those are the trends. If you really want to move forward in 2018, I think those are the best three things you can do.
I couldn't agree more. And I think each of those kind of complement each other, especially kind of the emotional and the video, because, I mean, I'm speaking from a biased message here, but, I mean, I've studied video a lot, and there's a definite emotional connection when you watch something. So they kind of go hand in hand here.
Exactly. What's fascinating is when we do marketing audits, we see that a vast majority of creators are not doing video. So a lot of times we come back with the recommendation to do more video and also to cut the copy, because you're writing all this stuff that people aren't reading and you're not doing that emotional connection with video. And you're absolutely right. Video is incredibly powerful. You obviously get that medium. You're seeing, you know, your business there grow. It's been a fascinating way to reach your audience via video that no one else is doing. Yep. And again, it's very successful. And so that's what you want credit unions to do. Apply what you're doing, apply it to their level as well.
Indeed. And so how can credit unions kind of get that? I mean, because all this is fantastic. I love it a little bit. But how do they get there? I mean, obviously, planning during that during the audit that you're talking about, I think.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's what an audit will come back. It will come back to you with a plan really for the next 12 to 18 months of things that you can actually do.
Okay.
The audit will give you strategic recommendations, which are things that are maybe longer term, things that take 6, 9, 12 months to implement, that are longer term plays.
Okay.
But an audit is also going to give you tactical recommendations, things that you could do right away. You could implement tomorrow and begin to see immediate results. As an example, we were doing an audit for a client just yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of the implementations we gave them tactically was to make sure the member is the center of all their marketing, not themselves.
Okay.
A lot of times in marketing, we talk about our products, our features. Talk about what does it do for you. Exactly.
What's in it for me?
A subtle thing.
Yeah.
That's an example of things. You really want to make your members the center of your marketing, not your products and services. And it's just amazing. The more we do marketing, we just get involved in that silo of marketing of it's all about us. And I did that when I was in marketing. You need that outside perspective. Even on our own website, we have outside look at us as well and say, hey, look, You're doing too much of this.
So look at it from your member's perspective, in other words. So
absolutely. And that goes to that journey mapping. What is it like? As you said, it's all related together. Yeah. What's it like for them? But make sure you're focusing in on the member. Tell their stories. Yeah. That's another just tactical tip, is to make sure you're telling member stories. Members really will connect with their other member stories. So again, applying the video side to it. Get member video testimonials. And again, that's a great way to implement that, you know, and talk to your members. They love, so many of your members love your credit. Capture those stories. Tell the stories. For example, rather than, you know, talking about a home equity product and what it does for you, tell a story about one of your members who got a home equity loan a few years ago, financed their kid's college education, and now that kid's a doctor or a lawyer.
Yep.
Tell that story.
Yep. How it worked for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, really good stuff here. Really good stuff. So let's switch gears here a little bit here and step back. How did we do in 2017 as far as marketing, capturing kind of the marketing trends? Because we experienced a lot of growth in membership and lending, all that good stuff, and it was another good year for credit. And so how did we do on the marketing side though? Did we capture some of the trends?
Yeah, I think we did really well. Okay. I think because, again, I look at what are membership growth, what is loan growth. You can't have those things without good marketing.
Right.
And so I do think we're getting better. That's what I'm observing all across the country, is that I do think marketing is definitely getting elevated in credit in the land. You're seeing that the level, the quality of marketing is increasing. That's a definite trend you're seeing out there. So I would think we're doing well. Can we do better? Yes, absolutely. And sure. I think by focusing on those three things I mentioned, that's probably where I'd see a gap in the marketing. So those three areas really are marketing gaps.
Okay.
First is a gap between your marketing and what your members are, what your employees are living. In other words, you can have great branding, but sometimes your employees aren't living that brand. That's a gap. And so that's a gap that I think we need to address.
Okay.
Again, sometimes we're doing good marketing, but really maybe we can do a lot better. And that's where a marketing audit can help you to really leverage that to go deeper and better. And then a third gap, again, goes to that digital and video side. I definitely see a gap there that we have in credit land. We need to do a lot better job. So we're good? Yes. Can we do better? I think we do a lot better.
Yeah, I think we can. There's a lot of upside here, definitely. Oh my gosh, Mark. I'm totally motivated to do a whole bunch of stuff now. You got me going. You got me all revved up. I'm ready to rock and roll now.
Excellent.
So anything else to kind of wrap up here? I mean, I know it's there's a lot on the plate here. It's more like a buffet, but anything else to kind of wrap up? Any final messages, sir, here?
Yeah, I would think just to continue to focus on your strategy and make sure, and by that, focus is the key issue. A lot of strategy is not what you're going to do, it's what you're not going to do. So really try and focus. Don't walk out of your marketing or your strategy sessions with a giant list of 15 to 20 things.
Yeah, that's never going to get done.
It's no good. You really got to focus. And honestly, that's harder. It's hard it's hard to cut. So part of strategy is cutting, is really zeroing in. So that would be an advice as you're heading to 2018. I have to apply that to my own company as well. We've got to make sure that we're going to focus on two or three things as opposed to 20 or 30.
Yeah.
Reality is that's what's going to help you win, is really zero in. And then I think a bonus is just to really focus in on your niche. We really study the top performing credit unions. What are they doing to succeed? And I was interviewing a great new CEO a couple of months ago, had fantastic ROA. His ROA was like 1.4, 1.5, astronomical, very, very successful. So I asked him, okay, look, what's your secret sauce? Why are you so successful? And he said it's because we have decided to focus on our niche.
Nice.
He says, we know our audience better than anybody else, and we really know them well. And that is his secret sauce, is niche marketing.
Okay.
That's what we have to do. Find your niche and own it and really develop it.
Very cool. Own it. I like that. And I like the sign right behind you, think huge. So
yes,
that can be our mantra in 2018.
It is. And I want to challenge credit unions to think huge.
Yeah.
Don't just have a little goal, really set that goal out there, because you can accomplish that. Think huge. It really starts with your mindset. What is your mindset? If you have a growth mindset and you're thinking huge, I think you'll be successful in 2018.
Great message to end on. Mark Arnold, always an adventure, always informational, and always educational. Thank you very much for your time as always. This is awesome.
Thanks so much, Mike. Love being on your show. It's fantastic. I try never to miss an episode. You're spot on every time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate the feedback. All right. Thanks again, Mark.